Get ready for the upcoming football season with Moran Chevrolet, a proud sponsor of Cash the Ticket. It's time to elevate your tailgate with the right truck, the 26 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab. You can lease one now, $265 a month, 24 months. You can check out the all-new 2026 Equinox LT. Lease that, $295 a month, 36 months. And if you're thinking about EVs, you're a big Doug Karsh guy. Skip the gas station altogether with the 25 Equinox. $209 a month, 24 months. All payments are with only $999 down. It's Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Find your ride fast at MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Third game on the card.
Oh, baby.
Clemson, LSU, the Battle of Death Valley, 7:30, ABC.
Oh, boy.
The Tigers.
This is where Jim has me turn the grill back on and fire more burgers.
Tigers v. Tigers. Clemson laying 3.5. Mike, I am going to bet this game. I don't need to bet this game, but I'm going to bet this game.
Okay.
This is me going for the extra slice of Detroit style. I don't need it, but I want it.
Take the main stage.
That's right. I am going to lay the points. You and me are Clemsonaholics. We believe they can win the national championship. It's Klubnik. If this is a shootout, I'll back him with those receivers. But I think the bigger edge in this game is the Clemson D-line against LSU's O-line. The LSU's replacing 4 or 5 up front, both tackles, and I'm getting guys forecasted to go early first round on that D-line for Clemson. Parker and Woods, have a day. Force a turnover, get me my stops, I'll lay the 3.5 at home.
You make a great case. I'm using this as an evaluation. I mean, first of all, you know I'm rooting for Clemson. Yeah. I do think they'll win. I hate it's 3.5 right off the rip.
That's a bad number.
It's terrible. The other thing, look, LSU, I want to allow one game for me to evaluate. And I think this is a great game to watch as a fan and not bet. If you guys want to rifle bets, go for it. LSU, this is a very expensive roster. I think they spent more on this roster than they spent the last 2 years combined. It is Nussmeier returning, and it's Blake Baker year 3. I need to see what that defense looks like. By the way, they got another Weeks brother. I think they have all 3 Weeks brothers on this team.
More than just Whit Weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's Blake Weeks, Willie Weeks, Frank Weeks. They're all there. All the Weeks. But listen, I'm going to evaluate. I think the other thing I want to see week 1 is, okay, who's playing running back for Clemson? There was an expectation they had a couple of highly touted freshmen that would win the job. It doesn't sound like that happened.
Yeah.
The other thing is the wideouts. It's one thing to say, I really like what you did in the portal, but these are not guys that I have seen play a lot.
But I like the guys that even return.
Well, the one kid they have is Wesco, Ryan Wesco, yeah. Or whatever it is. He was ranked right up there with Jeremiah Smith and right up there with Ryan Williams. So, you know, a year or two bump for him. Look.
Yeah, Wesco's in his second year. Antonio Williams was their leading receiver. He's a bigger frame guy. I mean, they've got productive receivers.
I would lean Clemson, but I'm gonna be a little bit of a bitch about it, and I'll allow you to make fun of me. I'm gonna root for your bet. I do have my loyalties to LSU, but this is business.
I'm just so in on Clemson. I feel like I have to bet this game to start the season.
I'm not gonna talk you out of it.
And one last note.
Plus Brian Kelly.
Yes. Okay, let's do the Brian Kelly thing here for a second. Brian Kelly's last 3 week ones. I think he's lost 5 straight week ones, but the last 3
LSU's lost 5 straight.
Yeah, LSU's lost 5 straight. Kelly, let's go through it though. I mean, 23, they lost 45-24 to FSU. Last year they lost 27-20 to USC. And if you go back, I mean, Mike.
They're 0-5 week 1.
This is great. Let's go against Kelly.
I'm wishing you luck.